everybody, and welcome. And there is no better way to start the week than get stuck into NBL free agency. And that's what me, Cam Luke, and this man, Liam Santa Maria, do. Hashtag NBL free agency market watch. So much to get involved in. Do it right now at NBL, all our socials. And Liam, a big man. He's been great in Europe. He must be really good at camp because Coach Gorgian said, Dot Reith, I want you on the Illawarra Hawks, a one-year deal.
Big get. Really good signing from the Hawks. And look, Dewop Reith, he was a bit of a mystery man going into that Boomers camp, wasn't he? People thought, well, who is this guy that's been named in that squad? Obviously playing over in Europe, in the Euro League with Red Star, and has been doing good things in the green and gold in recent weeks. We saw him check in that USA game, step out, knock down the three. That's what he can do. He can block shots. He can knock down shots from long range. So has a unique skill set, legit 6'11". Long, and I really like it for the Hawks because that means they got Reith and Froehling as the starters. It works well with the balance of their lineup, and as a marquee signing, really good job from Gorgian and Dory Kadahi.
Look, similar situation, although different in some aspects, but let's go back to 2019. Nick Kay was a great NBL player, went to camp, was brilliant, went to a World Cup, was brilliant, propelled himself to a whole new level. This is what I see a little bit with here. Anytime you go to a national camp, it doesn't matter what country you play for, and it gets you to a national or an international competition like a World Cup or like an Olympic Games, it's just tenfold with confidence and momentum and energy. So we're going to see probably an even better Reith than the one we have seen bits and pieces the last couple of years at Red Star.
No doubt. And the other thing is, what I think is cool, coming up around the corner is the NBA Summer League. Right, we watched Dewop Reith. I watched him the last couple of years, Dallas, Brooklyn, over there at the Summer League. And this is another one of these signings over the last couple of years of guys we've watched over there, spoken to about, hey, do you reckon one day you might come to the NBA? Xavier Cooks, Ty Webster, Jack Sol. I mean, all these guys, Deng Adel, it didn't even work out with him here. But a lot of guys, Will McDowell White, player after player after player that have been on that fringe NBA level. Here's a guy coming straight out of the Euro League, signing to play in the NBL. And like I said, for the Hawks, it's a really good get. This is the kind of guy that they were missing alongside Sam Froehling in the front court last year. And look, this is a team that went to the finals regardless. So Tyler Harvey, long-term deal. I like this Dewop Reith in the middle. Let's see if they can get Justin Simon back, Defensive Player of the Year. Really good signing for the Hawks.
Hey, hot off the press, really, in the last hour or so, the Cairns Taipans have picked up Keanu Pinder. It is a one-year deal. The second one is a mutual. And before I let you loose, Liam, I want to give a shout-out to the Cairns Taipans social media team. I like what they did. We see stuff getting broken all the time, and it always starts with sources. You and I have done it at some point over the course of our careers as well. And the Taipans added just a little wrinkle to it. I had a good chuckle.
Well, that's good. I'm glad that you enjoyed it.
I like when teams are being creative.
Well, they've been a little creative here because they're trying to get a little bit more athletic in the front court, right? They let Fabian Krizlovic go in free agency. He signed a multi-year deal down there in Tassie, and they wanted to get a little bit more bounce in their backup there. So Keanu Pinder, look, he had a tumultuous first year in the NBL last season in Adelaide. Now, he was starting early on, and then they had guys coming in and out of the lineup. His role changed, but I thought he got better as the year went on.
No doubt.
Had a couple of big games later. I remember he had an 11-11 double-double. He had a 17-point game later on in the season, and he started to kind of figure out what his lane was. Rebound the ball, block shots, be solid defensively when you're not coming across to send it away, and then offensively, set picks, roll to the rim every now and then, pick and pop, and shoot a reasonably good percentage from long range. Now, last year he had some foul trouble, a little too physical at times. He had some turnovers. I mean, he had four games where he had four or more turnovers last year, Keanu Pinder. So if he can tighten some of those screws, I think in that lineup behind Majuk Deng alongside Nate Jawai in that second unit, this could work.
You mentioned there the second unit. When he started to feel a lot more comfortable in the second half of the year was when Isaac Humphries come back from that injury the first time. He found his groove, all the things you pointed out. But he also found a little more of his stroke. As he adjusted, he seemed like he was taking much better shots. Now, he still threw the ill-advised three up every now and then, but it felt like he understood and felt a lot more comfortable with his whole range of games. Again, what he's really good at, but also what he's developing. And I think it's a really good get for Cairns. And Adam Ford, I think, will know exactly what to do and how to use him.
Yeah, well, I mean, the athleticism is legit.
Through the roof.
Some of the highlights of his shot blocking is absolutely spectacular, but he just needs to get a little more solid. Like, you look at a guy like Mason Peatling for Melbourne United last year, just found his lane and ran in it. And as a result, was highly, highly effective in that lineup. So Keanu Pinder needs to work closely alongside Adam Ford there next year under the mentorship of some of the veterans there, especially Nate Jowai, whom no doubt he will, you know, he'll get along well with, and find that lane and then excel in it.
He'll have dunk of the year.
Ooh.
Yep. I reckon at one point he will do something remarkable. It'll be number one in NBL, top 10 of the week on NBL overtime, and I think it'll almost be the best dunk of the year. All right, back to...
He'll have hair of the year. I mean, I think...
Well, he's already got that. I would like to see him come back with just a real normal haircut, like the old mushroom cut that you and I used to have back when we were like 30.
Oh, hold on. I have a stylish undercut.
You tell yourself that. Hey, let's get back to the Hawks. Last offseason, AJ Ogilvie had to wait right almost to the last minute. Got signed, was... brilliant. Had an outstanding career, brilliant career. Last year was great. And this year, again, a little more comfort. He's back. He'll be there and will fit in nicely between the two guys you mentioned earlier.
No-brainer signing. You know, you see these around the league, these veterans. Guy like Dave Barlow, one-year deal for Melbourne United. Yep. Of course, make that happen. I think the same thing here with Illawarra, especially with Duop Reid there. So now he plays that veteran role off the bench. You know the weird thing about AJ Ogilvie? He's like a three-time All-NBL first-team selection. Last year, he had career-low numbers. He averaged like 5 and 5. And yet, he did exactly what we were just talking about there with Mason Peatley and Keanu Pinder. He found his lane and he excelled and he played a role. And that was excellent for the Hawks last year. Really, really big for them. And this year, I think, will suit him even more perfectly. The leader, veteran leader off the bench, behind the young, exciting talent in Sam Froehlich, the boomer in Duop Reith, perfect.
Talking about things that happened late last week, not a good one here, John Mooney. Now, we all thought, and we were all kind of accustomed and just getting ready to the fact that we might not see him due to the fact that the NBA will come calling. And that, in fact, may well still happen. But if it doesn't, he won't be here. He'll be in Japan.
This was a blow. This was a whack. Kind of came out of nowhere. To the Wildcats, is my understanding as well. I mean, there was all this talk. He'd been talking about it in the media, saying, I'm excited about the opportunity to come back. I want to have these workouts. I want to go to Summer League, see if I can make the NBA. But I loved it here in Perth.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, bang, Japan goes whack. And he's locked up there with the Chiba Jets. My understanding is they're kind of the Perth Wildcats of the B-League over there in Japan. They're the reigning champs. They're one of the richest clubs. He's coming in... Shannon Shorter was with them last year. Maybe not this year. He's going to go in there and the Wildcats are going to need to replace him.
Hashtag NBL free agency market watch to get involved. What do you got for me? Off record. I won't tell anyone. What do you got for me?
Off the record. I know not to tell you anything off the record.
I'll tell everyone else something off the record.
I reckon there's some import signings going on.
Here we go.
There are some import signings going on. We're going to get some announcements soon, is my understanding. And I've been seeing a bunch of names popping up in my WhatsApp of guys that I've watched at Summer League. You might have catched one or two of them, but certainly over the last few years, been seeing a couple of these guys at Summer League, and we're going to see some of these names announced, I think, in the coming days.
Any current imports re-signing? Like as in guys who just played, or are you talking like real?
New guys, new names.
New names, okay.
Names in some backcourts.
Woo! Hashtag NBL free agency market watch. Get involved at NBL, all the socials. See you tomorrow, Liam.
Catch.